Today's daf is Psochin daf Kufteh Zayin. And we are at the Mishnah, 17 lines from the top of daf Kufteh Zayin Amar Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a schos refuah shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Dvorah bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Moshe Abba ben Dvorah, Mordechai Tzvi ben Fradol, Chaya Dvorah bas Sarah Shprinza, and Miral bas Sarah Rivka. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Yecheskel Shragi ben Miral. And today's daf is being learned to Ilui Nishmas Avram ben Yibod Alechayim Toivim Reb Moshe Chaim. So we're continuing to discuss the basic laws of the Seder, laws that we're all very much familiar with. Zok the Mishnah, Mazguloi Kois Sheini. So the first of the four Koisos is Kiddush. The second of the four Koisos is the bracha that we make after we recite the first part of the Agada, right before Rochza, Moitzi Matzah, Morer, and Koirech, says the Mishnah, after the second cup was poured, so not before we drink the second cup, but after we pour the second cup, the Chan HaBen Shoyel Aviv. This is the time that the child is supposed to ask his father, the Manashtan, V'imein Das B'ben, in the event that the child doesn't have the ability to ask his father, Aviv Melamdai, his father teaches him. What's the question that's supposed to be asked? Manashtana HaLayla Hazeh Mikol HaLeilos. Why is tonight different than all the nights of the year? Shabchala Leilos on Oichon Chometz U'Matzah. Every night you eat Chometz U'Matzah. Maybe you have the option. You want to eat Chometz, eat Chometz. You want to eat Matzah, eat Matzah. HaLayla Hazeh Kuloi Matzah. But on the Leil Seder, you have to eat Matzah. Shabchala Leilos on Oichon Chai Yerok. It's the whole year. You could eat any vegetable if you choose. HaLayla Hazeh Mar. But the Leil HaSeder, you have to eat Mar. Shabchala Leilos on Oichon Basrit Sli Shalok U'Mavushal. The whole year, when you eat meat, you could eat it roasted, you could eat it cooked, you could eat it half roasted, you could do whatever you want. Whereas the night of Pesach, it has to be tzli. The whole year, you don't necessarily dip food even one time. Whereas the night of Pesach, we don't do it once, we do it twice. These four questions that the Mishnah mentioned are what we know as the Manishtana. Stating that, if you look even not so carefully at the four questions, it's not the Manishtana that we have today. Three of the four are the same, but one of them is different. Manishtana halayla azeh shebechol halaylois. Shebechol halaylois anu oichlem basar tzli shaluk umavushal. Halayla hazeh kuloi tzli. The whole year when we eat meat, we can prepare it however you want to prepare it. You want to grill it, grill it. You want to cook it, cook it. You want to roast it, oich it. However, halayla hazeh kuloi tzli. It had to be roasted. That question was asked only in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, we used to eat the Karban Pesach, and there was a mitzvah to eat the Karban Pesach dafka roasted. Now, just to be clear, this is a little bit of a misnomer. You were allowed to eat cooked meat at the Leil HaSeder. In fact, it was a mitzvah to eat cooked meat, because together with the Karban Pesach, we ate the Chagigas Yodalet, and the Chagigas Yodalet was able to be cooked. For sure, it was only the Karban Pesach that was eaten roasted. But the point is, there's this one meat that balayla hazeh has to be roasted, whereas the rest of the year, you don't find such a thing. That the meat should dafka have to be prepared in a certain way, and that, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, was one of the manishtanas. Which one of the four that we have today is not in the Mishnah? Shebechol halelois anu yoishvin, we sit, whether it's mesubin or whether it's not mesubin. Halayla hazeh kulonu mesubin. But on the night of Pesach, we only eat mesubin. That's not mentioned in the Mishnah. And the Vilna Gaon said that the reason that of question is not mentioned in the Mishnah is because in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, it was always kulonu mesubin. People used to always sit ungalined. That's the way people ate. Not only Bnei Chayyur, but everybody always sat that way. And as a result, it didn't make it to the list of Manashtana. Because it's true there was a mitzvah to sit Be'aseba. But this was a regular minig. This was something that was usual and customary the whole year. As a result, there's nothing unique, and there's no V'chana ben Shoyel as it relates to Kulanu Masubin, because this is always the way it's going to be. So instead of Vilna Gaon, there was an inyan to have four questions. Why four? So we're going to talk about that one day. But there was an Indian to have four questions. Four is the magic number when it comes to Pesach. You have the four Kaisos, you have the Arba Banim, and you have the four questions. So the four questions, said the Vilna Gaon, was the number. We're backing into four. The question is what the four are going to be. So Matzah, and Marer, and Einanu Matpilim Afilu Pamechas, those are constant. Those were always three of the four. The question is what the fourth was. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, where everybody sat Mesubin, so Mesubin couldn't be one of the four because there was nothing special. But it was the times of the Beis HaMikdash. You had the Karban Pesach that had to be eaten roasted. So that was the question. Why is it tonight you have to eat the meat roasted, whereas the rest of the year you don't have to eat the meat roasted? Now there's no Beis HaMikdash, so now there's no roasted meat dafke anymore. We don't have the mitzvah of Kiyam Tzliyesh, but it just so happens the minhag today is not to eat Mesubin anymore. So if B'Leil HaSeder we eat Mesubin, now that's going to be the fourth question. So in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, it was dafke the question of Kiyam Tzliyesh, not Mesubin, and today it's dafke the question of Mesubin, not the question of Kiyam Tzliyesh. Mishnah concludes and says, that when it comes to the teretzes, so it's not a one-size teretz fits all, but rather the father is supposed to explain to his child, based on whatever the level of that child is, the teretz, which is Yitzias Mitzrayim. So it's not, this is the teretz, and whether the child understands it or doesn't understand it, it is what it is. Additionally, when we read the Haggadah, we have to start Bignus. We start from a negative place. The first thing we say is something not so nice about the Jewish people. But we're Messiah Bishvach, the Doiresh, and we darshan me Arami Oved Ovi, from the words Arami Oved Ovi, that's in Parshas Kisavoy, at she yigmar kol ha-parsha kulo, until we conclude the entire parsha. So this Mishnah is fully loaded. There's a lot here. But in short, essentially what the Mishnah is addressing is the 21st mitzvah of the 613 mitzvahs, and this is the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is arguably the most important mitzvah of the Leil HaSeder. There's a mitzvah to eat matzah, there's a mitzvah to eat maror, there's many mitzvahs derabanan. Once upon a time there was a Karban Pesach, but the idea is v'higadet levincha b'yomahu lemar. These are all things for us to get to the point to remember that once upon a time we were a nation of slaves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Nisim and Aflois, took us out of Mitzrayim, and he showed us that he created the world, and not only that he created the world, that he continues to micromanage every single detail that happens in our lives. That's the purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and that's something that we mention every day, but one night a year, we make the whole night about it, and we do it again and again and again. So really, the Yigadah to Levincha V'yem Hulema, it's the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Mishnah gave a few technical details in terms of how exactly you have to observe the mitzvah. Every mitzvah is governed by details. The mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim as well. We'll talk more about this in the raid. So again, we're going to return very much to the Mishnah. Tanu Rabbanon, Chacham B'noi Shaila. If somebody has a son that's a Chacham, so the Chacham should ask his father questions, and then the father should answer. Let's say he's not a chacham. Then, if his wife is able to ask questions, she should. And let's say he doesn't have a wife or she's not able, at the very least, he should ask himself. Even two tamid chachamim that are sitting together, the halach is shoyal in zelozeh. They should ask each other. There's a mitzvah within the context of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, not just to talk about Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, but it should be derech she'ela v'tshuva. Someone should ask and somebody should answer. L'katchila, child, your wife, somebody that you're with, even you to yourself. There's an idea. If you're sitting by yourself, you ask yourself the question and you answer. And it's really based on Pesukim in the Torah. Right? The Torah, when it sets up the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, it sets it up. Now the Torah says bincha, and that's what the Brice is coming to say. Lav davka bincha. That's the whole point of the Brisa. That even though the source is Vayiki Yishalcha bincha, but doesn't necessarily have to be bincha. The Mishnah went through the four questions, and one of the questions was Shabchal Leilas Anu Matpilim Pamechas Halayla Hazeh Shtei Pamer. Now the girsa that the Gemara initially had in the Mishnah was Shabchal Halaylos Anu Matpilim Pamechas. The whole year we do one tefillah. We take food and we dip it into something one time. Halayla Hazeh, we do it twice. Maskefla Rava. So Rava heard this nusach of the Manishtana, and he was maskefla. He came very strongly, and he fired, and he asked. He said, Atu kol yom li sagib li mat l'chad hazimna? Where's this minig from? What, the whole year? Every time somebody sits down, he takes a little bit of potato, and he puts it into salt water? Whoever heard of such a thing? Elamai Rava. So Rava said, the gears of the Mishnah must be different. What is the gears? So hachik tanish. B'chal alelis ein anu chayov l'tabal afil b'amech. The whole year, we don't have an obligation to do a tefillah even once. Halayla zeh shtei pam. Tonight, we have an obligation to do it twice. Maskevla Rav Safra. So Rav Safra asks, chiyuva v'dardaki? I don't like that either, because that seems to suggest that tonight there's an obligation to do two tefillahs. Now, you're going to say, of course there is. But the Gemara's kasha, maskevla Rav Safra, was that being that the only reason we do the tefillah, the only reason we do karpas, we spoke about this, is kidei, so the children are going to wonder and say, why are we doing this? That means it's not a chiyuv. It's a subtlety. A chiyuv is something you're obligated to do because this is something we really want. We don't really want. This is just doing something a little interesting. We chaf the afikoymen, we do this, we do that. So we have all these different minhagim, kidei sheyishalu atinoikis. Rav Safra told Rava, the word chiyuv is a little too strong. It's a little too sharp because it's not really a chiyuv. It's only kadesh yishalu atinaikas. So I don't like that nusach in the Mishnah either. Elam Rav Safra said this is the nusach, and we have Rav Safra's nusach. Shabachol aleilos ein anu matpilu mafilu pamechas. Halayla hazeh shtei pamim. Not halayla hazeh anu chayovim l'tabel shtei pamim. Halayla hazeh shtei pamim. And that was the question. The question is that usually you don't find that we're taking food and we're making a big deal and we're dipping it into something, but people just sit down and eat. Tonight, not only do we do it once, we do it twice. That's one of the manishtana. Maschol b'gnos u'mesayim b'shvach. The Mishnah said that when it comes to the mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, you can't just start with the punchline. You have to start way back when. And what is the beginning? Gnos. My big gnos. Rav amar mitchilo ivdei avodazara hayavisein. Rav says we start from the idea that once upon a time, our Zaydas were ivdei avodazara. Who's the Zayda that was an ivdei avodazara? It's referring to Terach. It's referring to the elder Zaydas. Shmuel amar Shmuel said avodah mayinu. It's referring to avodah mayinu lepari b'mitzrayim. So according to Rav, we go all the way back to Terach avi Avraham. According to Shmuel, avodah mayinu lepari b'mitzrayim. Amali Rav Nachman ledaru avdi. Rav Nachman told his Eved Daru. So there were different Amirayim that had Avodim that are of note. The most famous is Rabbi Gamliel the Yavne, who had an Eved whose name was Tavi. A little lesser known is Rav Nachman. He had an Eved whose name was Daru. So Rav Nachman turns to his Eved Daru and he says, Avde de Mapik le Mar Lecheris. V'yov le Kaspa v'dahava. He wanted to understand the mentality, the psychology of an Eved. He said, imagine I would free you and I would give you silver and gold, and I guess Daru was starting to perk up and he's trying to see what the punchline is. He said, this is just a theoretical question. I'm learning the sugya. I want to understand this a little bit better. My boy Lamemale, he says, what would the Eved tell, meaning, what would the Eved tell his master? Amale, he says, what do you mean? Boy lo yuduyo l'shvuche. He would give him hoidah, he would give him shvach, he would be so excited. Amale, so most people don't have those next words, patrusan milayim manashtana, omitted, but rather pasach va'omar avodah mayinu. So Rav Nachman said, that's what we have to do. All right, lamazog in the Haggadah. Meaning he wanted to hear from an Eved what you're supposed to do. So like this, he can understand what he's supposed to do. What's the tifkai? Because we're about to learn on Amid Beis. We've spoken this out many times. Chayavadam liris is atzmai kilo hu yatzami mitzrayim. So a yid has to feel like he's an Eved. So Rav Nachman wanted to know, what would an Eved do? So he had an Eved. It was very simple. So he said, Daru, what would you do if I freed you now and I gave you gold and silver? So he got all excited. I'd give you shvach v'haydas. Rav Nachman said, that's exactly what we need to do. Rabbi Gamliel, ha yo'im, Rabbi Gamliel, flake zogin. Kol shloy, amash loy shedvarim elu b'pesach. Lo yatzah yedei chayvasoy. Anyone that doesn't say the following three things is not yoitzah, his obligation on Pesach. Ve'eluhem, Pesach, Matzumar, Pesach, Hashem Sheh, Pesach, HaMokim, HaBoteav, Yisein HaBemitzrayim. Why do we eat the carbon Pesach? Why do we bring the carbon Pesach? It's because when Makas Bechiris happened, so Hashem skipped over, he passed over all the houses of the Yidden, and to commemorate the fact that Hashem passed over the Yiddish houses, we bring a carbon Pesach. The word Pesach is Miloshim, it's passing over, Miloshim Diluk, Miloshim Medalag ala Harim, Mekapitz ala Kvois, etc., etc. Shenema v'amartim zevach Pesach ula Hashem, v'chulu matzah al shum, shenigul avizeinu v'mitzrayim. Why do we matzah? It's because when Hashem took the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, Shenema v'yofus habasak ha-shoytziyum mi Mitzrayim, we had go very quickly. The Yidden left Mitzrayim b'chipazim, and there wasn't enough time for the dough to rise to the point that it would actually be chametz. So because it happened so quickly, that's why we eat matzah. And marer al shum shemaruch and mitzrim as chayav esenim b'mitzrayim. The reason we eat marer is a zecher not to the geula, but a zecher to the vayimaru as chayeyim, that at the beginning of the story it was very bitter. Shenemar vayimaru as chayeyim v'chulu. So Rabbi Gamliel said it. This is one of the most important parts of the Haggadah, that kol shloyom ha-shloysh ha-dvarim elu b'pesach lo-yotzei dechei vasei. And there's a very important Rajbam. Pashit the Rajbam, one line. It's the first Rajbam on the Amid, Kuf Tezayin Amadeus. What does it mean, shloysh ha-dvarim halalu shloy pirish timeline? Not kol shloy omay, you don't say the words. You have to say Pesach, you have to say Matzah, and you have to say Marah. You're going to say Pesach many times throughout the Leil HaSeder, just inevitably. Mitzvah Saint Trichas Kavana. You're going to say Matzah, you're going to say Marah. That's not what Rabbi Gamliel was coming to be Mechadish. Rabbi Gamliel was saying was, Kol Shaloi Piresh Taimon. You have to explain. You have to explain why Karpen Pesach. You have to explain why we eat Matzah. And you have to explain why we eat Marah. And these are all related to different aspects of the Mitzrayim story, but the point is Kol Shaloi Omar doesn't simply mean who if it didn't say the words, but it means Kol Shaloi Piresh time. Zok the Mishnah Marta. B'chol Dover Doi Chayiv Adam Liris. It's Atzmoi Kilu Hu Yotzem in Mitzrayim. In every generation, a person has to see himself as if he himself left Mitzrayim. The Rambam's Gira says B'chol Dover Doi Chayiv Adam Leharoi says Atzmoi. Literally sounds like you have to see yourself that way. It's more of an introspective avoida. Leharoi sounds like it's something that's external. You actually have to act as if. You have to show it to others. Make it look to the observer as if you were a slave and you were just freed. Shenema v'igadet lebincha b'yema huleymor b'avurzeh osa Hashem li b'tzeisim im mitzvah. L'fichach anachnu chayovim l'hoidois l'halal l'shabeach l'fod l'roim l'hadil l'varach l'hadu l'kach s'mish osa l'avazir v'lonos kol anisim ha'ilu ha'isyon me'abdus l'cheres me'ogel l'simcho me'evil yomtev u'me'afelu l'argadol m'shiba d'gula v'noim l'fanov halaluka. And this is after the whole story of Avodah Mayinu and Yemaschul Begnus and Yemasayim Beshvach, we end with a shtickle halal at Heichen Uaymer, up until where do you go? So what's this referring to? We say halal at the Leil HaSeder. But the halal in the Leil HaSeder is broken up into two parts. The first part of halal is said before Rachza, Moitzi, Matzah, Marah, Koyrach, Shulchan Aruch. And then the second half is said already after benching. So the question is, which part do you say before and which part do you say after? Where exactly do you divide the halal? Ad heichon hu oimer. Beit Shammai oimer. Beit Shammai says, ad em habonim semecha. So that's the first parak of halal that you say when you read the Haggadah. Then, moitzi matzah, etc. Part two is going to start from Betzeis Yisrael mi Mitzrayim. Ubeisil oimer ad chalom ishlamay neimayim. Which is what we do. We say the first and the second parak. We say Betzeis Yisrael as well. And then when we resume part two, we resume after that. V'chisim b'geula. And then we end with a bracha, and the bracha is related to the geula of the Yidden. Reb Tarfon says, what's the nusach of the bracha? Ashek yo'alonu v'golas aviseinu mi Mitzrayim. But v'loi ha'yuchoysen. But you didn't finish the bracha, baruch ato Hashem gol yisor. Reb Yakiva oimer, no. Kein Hashem ali kein v'lkei aviseinu yageyenu l'miyadim ul urgolam acherim abom l'kuseinu l'sholim. Smeichem v'vinyan nirecha, v'sosem v'avidasecha, v'noich ha'shom en apsochem v'min azvochem v'chulu. Add up until we're Baruch Ato Hashem Gal Yisrael. And you're supposed to conclude with the words Baruch Ato Hashem Gal Yisrael. Omar Rava. Rava said, Tzorach Sheyoymar, that when you say the Haggadah, so the Mishnah mentioned a whole bunch of different halachas, but Tzorach Sheyoymar, one of the things that you have to say is Vahit Sonu Hoitzi Mishan. You have to mention the Pasuk, this is in Devarim Perek Vav Pasuk of Gimel, Vaisanu Hoitzi Misham the Man Havi, Oisanu Lasi Islanu Esa Oretz, Ashenishba Lavisenu. That Pasuk is a critical Pasuk. Omar Rava, Rava said another thing. Matzah tzarech lagbir. Rab Gamliel said, "Kol shleiyam shleish advar meilu bePesach layotzei dechayvase." What are the three things? Pesach, matzah, umar. As we saw, the Rashbam doesn't just mean you have to say the things; it means you have to be mefarish taimam. You have to explain these three things. Okay, so matzah, when you say matzah and you're mefarish, why we eat matzah? Tzarech lagbir. You have to lift the matzah. Umar tzarech lagbir. Basar, however, ain't tzarech lagbir. But when it comes to the basar, you don't have to lift it. V'loy oy, not only do you not have to lift it, elishenira koichol kachim b'chutz, but it's actually as if you're bringing kachim b'chutz. Why? The reason it's like you're bringing kachim b'chutz is because it looks a little bit like this is actually a carbon pesach. So again, Rava said that even though the three things, Pesach, Matzah, Mar, always come together. Pesach, Matzah, Mar. But Rav said there's a distinction. Matzah, you lift the matzah. Mar, you lift the mar. Pesach, you don't lift the mar. But let's just be medayik l'shoynei hazav shal Rav for a second. Right, Rav said, just poshup shan on the gemar. Matzah, tzorech lagbiya. Marer, tzorech lagbiya. Basar, ain't tzorech lagbiya. Period. It sounds like Rav is saying, number one, you don't have to lift the Pesach. Number two, it's actually a bad thing. It comes with an invoice. Because if you do, it looks a little bit like you're going to be eating kachem bechutz. So the Rashbam makes this diak, that Rav is saying two things about Pesach. Number one, ain't tzorech lagbia. It could be it's even a bad thing. So says the Rashbam, clearly there's two svaras. The first far that Rava was saying was, matzah and mar you have to lift. Why? It makes sense. You have matzah sitting in front of you, lift the matzah. You have mar sitting in front of you, lift the mar. What about Pesach? You don't have a Pesach in front of you. So what's the point in lifting it and saying, oh, Pesach, zu? It's not true, it's not this Pesach. Now what is it? It's the Zraya on your Ka'ara. It's Yafi Kaiman, which is hidden anyways. You have different remozin for the carbon Pesach. You don't physically have a carbon Pesach, so ain't tzarech lagbia because it's not the real thing. Matzah, you have the real. We have the same matzahs that our Zaydah said. Marer, maybe, but Pesach for sure we don't have. So if we don't have the Pesach, say ain't tzarech lagbia because you don't have it. Besides, it also doesn't look so good because it looks a little bit like you're sitting in your house somewhere outside of Yerushalayim and you're eating a carbon Pesach. That's kachem machutz. That's chayvei krisus. That's from the worst things a yid could do. That's related to avodah zarah. Very, very bad. And it's for two reasons why Pesach ain't tzarech lagbia. So you say to Rashba, Amar Rav Acher b'Yaakov. Rav Acher b'Yaakov said, this next gemara is a classic. There's a lot of raid on this next gemara, but we're going to get to the raid on the next gemara, Mietz Hashem, in the coming days. So before the Hadron Halach, Mietz Hashem will return to this gemara, but now just the words, because it's in today's daf. So Rav Acher b'Yaakov said, Suma patam eloi mer Hagadah. A suma is exempt from reciting the Haggadah. Why? Because it says over here, regarding the Haggadah, v'gadat l'vincha b'yem ha'ulema b'avur zeh, osa Hashem li b'tzeis mizrach. It says the words that v'ksif hasam, and it says there, where's there? So this is a classic example of mimerchak tavi lachma, pun intended. This is coming from very, very far away. B'neinu zeh. This is in the parsha of the Ben Soirer u'Meirah. So this is a couple that has a child that's Ben Sayer and Meirah, that met all the prerequisites. So what happens is, v'amru al-ziknei iroi, b'neinu zeh Sayer and Meirah, einenu shaymea b'koyleinu zoyla v'sayveh. So the parents take the child, and they bring the child to Beis Din, and they tell Beis Din, this is our child, and this child is a Ben Sayer and Meirah. And this part, this one pasuk, is a critical pasuk. In fact, the Gemara says in Masechet Sanhedrin, that if the parents don't take the child to Beis Din and say b'neinu zeh, the child is not a Ben Soyer Umar. When we learned Masechet Sanhedrin, we spoke out an unbelievable machshava from the Shemi Shmuel, the Sochet Shavu Rebbe. He said that, why is this a Tanai? If we're looking at this child and we see he's not behaving, and based on that, we can look into our proverbial crystal ball and see that one day, this child is going to do terrible averis, and there's a svar of Yom HaZakav, Yom HaZakav. So who cares if the parents take the child or don't take the child? So the Shemi Shmuel said that the only reason this child is a Ben Soyer u'Meirah, the only reason we know this child is going to turn out to be a child that's going to cause problems is because his parents took the child and brought them to Beis Din and said, B'neinu zeh, Ben Soyer u'Meirah, enenu shemeh b'koleinu zoyeh v'sayveh, we give up. There's nothing we can do. The child's chayv skila, deal with him. But he said, as long as the parents don't bring the child to Beis Din, there's still hope for this child. So this pasuk B'neinu zeh is what seals the fate of the Ben Soyer u'Meirah, and said the Shemesh, well, that's why it's so critical. Because if not for this pasuk, there's still a huffening for this child. But when the parents take the child and go to Beis Din and say, listen, I tried. We did everything we could. There's nothing we can do. I know it's a parish. In the beginning of Parashas Ki Seitzei, deal with the child. That's already when you have the parish of Ben Soyer u'Meirah. But either way, it says, B'neinu zeh, and we learn from here, Ma'ala halam prat l'sumo, afkan prat l'sumen. The halach is that if the parents would be sumen, if the parents would be Sagi Nohars, then the halacha is that the child would not be a Ben Soyer u'Meirah. Why? Because it says B'neinu zeh. That means you have to point. HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. Kazeh. Right? You have to be able to see it. And being that the parents can't see the child, so it's not B'neinu zeh. So too said Rav Acher b'Yaakov, a whole shekel Torah. It says Bavruzeh. Oh, Bavruzeh means you have to see? Prat L'Suma. Just like Prat L'Suma regarding Metzor and Meir, so to Prat L'Suma with regards to the mitzvah of Sipa Yitzias Musaik. Fit the Gemara, Eini is that Rav Amar, Meir said, Shaltinu L'Rabban T'Bei Rav Yosef. I asked all the Rabbanim that learned in Rav Yosef's Yeshiva, Mando Amar Gadot T'Bei Rav Yosef. Tell me, who said the Haggadah? We saw in the previous staff that one person in the olden days used to recite the Haggadah and everybody else was Yaitz Hashemeh Kohen. Just like there's one Balkoire in Beis Medrash, Priest HaTorah, Megillah. So too, there was one person that used to read the Haggadah. Everybody listened very intently, and they were Yoitza. Bereivam Hadras Melech. This is the way it used to be. See, Rabbi Reimer said, I asked the Rabbanan, who read the Haggadah in Rav Yosef's yeshiva? And they told me, Amru Rav Yosef. They said, it's Rav Yosef. The Gemara says, Mandom Haggadah Tabei Rav Sheshes. Then I asked, who said the Haggadah in the yeshiva of Rav Sheshes? Amru Rav Sheshes. They said, it's Rav Sheshes. Now, Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes were two famous Saginars. And yet, they read the Haggadah. Doesn't stim with Rav Acher. Rav Yaakov said, Asuma's part from reading the Haggadah. If Asuma's part from reading the Haggadah, how could Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes, who were both Saginars, have read the Haggadah? If they're potter, they can't be Moitzi anybody. Right? This is going back to the night of you, this question in the Dagon Revava. Someone that's potter from something can't be Moitzi someone that's obligated in something. So the Gemara says, from the fact that Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes both were Moitzi everybody with the Haggadah, isn't that a raya? Not like Rav Acher Bar Yaakov. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a raya. This could be Kasabi Rabbanon, Matzav Bezman Hazeh, the Rabbanon. Maybe the Rabbanon hold Matzav Bezman Hazeh, the Rabbanon. So we didn't really learn the sugya yet. It's coming up still at the end of the Masechta. But is the Machloikis and Shas, whether Matzah nowadays is the Raisa, or Matzav Bezman Hazeh is the Rabbanon. Everybody holds Bezman Hazeh as the Rabbanon. The question is Matzah. We pass in Matzav Bezman Hazeh as the Raisa. But the Gemara says, maybe these Rabbanon held the Matzah is the Rabbanon. Okay, so what? If Matzah is the Rabbanon, Sipri Yitzis Mitzrayim is the Rabbanon. If Sibritis Mitzrayim is the Rabbanon, that means reading the Haggadahs are the Rabbanon. If reading the Haggadahs is the Rabbanon, so it's Minyoshev. Meaning, Rav Acher Bar Yaakov's right. Summa Pater Miloimer Haggadah. But that's only on a biblical level. Midr Rabbanon Asuma may be Schaev. So if Midr Rabbanon Asuma is Schaev, so that's why Asuma could be Moitzi. Now if Sibritis Mitzrayim is a Chiyav Deiraisa, and Asuma is only Chayev Midr Rabbanon, so Asuma is Chayev the Rabbanon, he's trying to be Moitzi people that are Chayev Deiraisa, it's not going to work. But if Matzah Bezman says the Rabbanon means everybody's only Chayev the Rabbanon, so then Asuma and everybody else is all on the same level. If they're all on the same level, it's not going to be a problem. The Gemara says, "Mechadar Rav Acher Bar Yaakov Sava Matzah Bezman Hazeh Deiraisa." Okay, so based on this, it has to come out. The Rav Acher Bar Yaakov said that Asuma doesn't say the Haggadah means he holds that Matzah Bezman Hazeh is the Deiraisa. He was going on the Deiraisa level. That must be what he meant. And if he meant on the Deiraisa level, that means there really is a Chi of Deiraisa. The Summa is potter from it, but really is a Chi of Deiraisa. Doesn't work for Rav Acher Bar Yaakov. Who the Amar Matzah Bezman Hazeh the Rabbanon? Rav Acher Bar Yaakov happens to be the man the Amar. Mesiris Hashas, come on, Daf Kuf Chaf Amin Aleph, and three Dafim from now, who holds that Matzah Bezman Hazeh is the Rabbanon. So the Gemara says, Kosovar, you have to say, Rav Acher Bar Yaakov holds that Matzah Bezman Hazeh is the Rabbanon. That's true. And when Rav Acher Bar Yaakov said that Tzumas Potter, he meant he's even Potter mid the Rabbanon. Why? Because he holds Kol the Tikkun Rabbanon, Kein the Raisa Tikkun. And being that a Tzuma was Potter when Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim was Deiraisa, Suma's also going to be Potter when Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim is the Rabbanon. So the Gemara says, okay, if that's the case, let's go back to Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef. Nami Havadi called the Tikkun Rabbanon Kein Deiraisa Tikkun. So why do we say called the Tikkun Rabbanon Kein Deiraisa Tikkun? And if a Suma's Potter mid Deiraisa, when the obligation is Deiraisa, he should also be Potter when the obligation is merely the Rabbanon. So how were they, assuming, able to be Moitzi everybody? So the Gemara says, Hachi Hashta. Bishlai Mahasam. They disagree, did Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes, with the whole premise, the whole drash of Rav Acher Bar Yaakov. Had Rav Acher Bar Yaakov, no. From where did he take this halacha that assumes Potter from saying the Haggadah? He had a Gzeir Shavah. It says, Bavur Zeh, by Sipri Yitzis Mitzrayim, and it says, Beneinu Zeh, by the Ben Sayer Umayr. So, Hachi Hashle, Bishlei Mahasa, Bishlei Mabai Ben Sayer Umayr, Min Havalei, the Mikhtah Beneinu, who? Fixi Beneinu Zeh, Shmami no Prat Lassum. There, Rav Acher Bar Yaakov agreed, there's a nice diak. Why did it say in the Torah Beneinu Zeh? It should have said Beneinu who? Beneinu Zeh is a drasha, it's coming to teach me that parents that are a Summa don't have the halacha ben seiru meira. However, hacha ilav bavurzeh my lichtoif. Over here, it had to say bavurzeh. Why? Because the pashup shan in bavurzeh is b'shoshiyish matzu mora menachem lefanecha, that you have to read the Haggadah when the matzu mora is sitting in front of you. Meaning, what should have it said? My lichtoif ela bavur matzu mora dasa. Meaning, it had to say bavurzeh to teach me the halacha of b'shoshiyish matzu mora menachem lefanecha. As a result, there is no drasha, and we have no ability to be memayit asuma. So just, this is not a hard Gemara, but there's a lot of twists and turns, and a lot of one-liners that at first glance would seem to be tali and dvarim ha'imdim berumay shaloy mamish. Again, a little bit of this we'll get to in a few days. But just in terms of what the Gemara just did was, Rav Acher ben Yaakov was of the opinion that Asuma's potter from reading the Haggadah. Why? He had Gzeira Shava. It says, V'gadat levincha b'yoyma hu lemur bavur zeh. Also, Hashem li b'tzeisim in Mitzrayim, and by the Ben Soiru Moir, it says v'amru alzikne ira b'neinu zeh Soiru Moir neishem ebekaleinu zeh l'vasoyve. Just like parents that are sumin, don't have the halacha Ben Soiru Moir with that child because it says zeh. So too, the word zeh regarding sipi yitzias Mitzrayim is prat l'suma. Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes clearly argued. How do we know they argued? Because they, at their respective siddurim, used to be moitzi the oilam with the mitzvah of Sipa Yitzis Mitzrayim with reciting the Haggadah, and if they were Moitzi the Oilam, Zaysay Meres, it's very, very clear that the halacha is they held that Asum is Chayv. Why? Because they themselves were assuming. What about this Gzeir Shava? So the Gemara says they didn't hold it Gzeir Shava. But doesn't it say Zeh? Yeah, Zeh means something else. It means Beshash Yech Matzu Umar, Menachal Fanachab. I've been Sayer Umar. It means Prada Suma. Here it doesn't mean that. What about the Gzeir Shav? They obviously didn't hold it Gzeir Shav. But the point is, Machleik is Rav Acher ben Yaakov, connected Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes with regards to whether a Suma is Chayev in the mitzvah of Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim or whether a Suma is Potter from the mitzvah of Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim exhale. So the topic of the daf is the mitzvah of Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim. So just to talk a little bit of raid, a few ha'aris, a few dvarim chadoshim, as it relates to mitzvah Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the Rambam, in the beginning of the seventh parak in Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, presents the mitzvah. Mitzvah Saseh Shel Torah, L'saper B'nisim V'Neflois, She'naso L'Aviseinu B'Mitzrayim, B'Lel Chamisha Asa V'Nisan. There's a mitzvah Saseh D'Iraisa to talk about the Nisim V'Neflois that Hashem did to our Zedis in Mitzrayim. When is this mitzvah incumbent upon us? It's one night a year. It's the 15th day of Nisan. Shneimar Zocher Sayyim Azeh Asher Yitzasim Yimitzrayim. Says the Rambam, what's the makar to this mitzvah? So the Rambam doesn't bring Vihigadat Levincha Bayeim Ahu Leimer. He brings it later, but that's not his initial source. It says Zocher Sayyim Azeh Asher Yitzasim Yimitzrayim. And then the Rambam adds K'moish Shneimar Zocher Sayyim Shabbos Lakachoy. Just like Zocher Sayyim Shabbos Lakachoy. That's the source to make Kiddush. So to Zohar, so Yom HaZeh, she Yitzasim Yimitzrayim. This is the Makar to the mitzvah of Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim. Minayin she B'lel HaMisha Asar. How do you know it's B'lel HaMisha Asar? Talmud Leimor. Oh, here the Rambam says, V'gadat Levin Chabay Yom HaHu Leimor. Bavur Zeh. B'shosh Yesh Matzah Umar U'Menachem Lefonecha. Says the Rambam, V'af Al Pisha Inloi Ben. Afilu Chachamim Gedoilim Chayovim L'Safe Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'chol HaMarich B'dvarim She'iru V'shahoyu HaRezeh Meshubach. And then the Rambam continues and he goes through all the different halachos of Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim, most of it based on today's daf, most of it based on Mesechtes Pesachim, daf Kuf Teh Zayin Amud Aleph. The truth is that just like there's a mitzvah of Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim, Beleil Chamisha Asa B'Nisan, there's also a mitzvah to remember Mitzrayim every single day. The pasuk says, L'man Tiskor Es Yoin Tzeischo Me'eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yemei Chayecha. What does kol mean? L'rabbis Haleilois, L'rabbi Simoi Samashiach, Rabbi Lazar Ben Zarya, Ben Zoyma. But there's a mitzvah Saseh D'Iraisa, to remember Mitzrayim every single day. L'man Tiskor Es Yoin Tzeischo Me'eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yemei Chayecha. So Rav Chaim Briska asked, if there's a mitzvah to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim every single day, it's a pasuk in the Torah, L'man Tiskor Es Yoin Tzeischo Me'eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yemei Chayecha. So what's Nischadesh? B'leil HaSeder. Zocher es hayom hazeh asher yitzasim Mitzrayim. There's a mitzvah of Zocher, there's a mitzvah of Zocher every day. L'man Tiskor es hayom tzeischa mi'eretz Mitzrayim kol yimei chayecha. So Reb Chaim shteld that if really every day there's a mitzvah, when are we mekayim the mitzvah? The parish of Tzitzis, the third parish of Kriyishma, but it's a mitzvah's eser deiraisa. So manishtana, what's nischadish b'leil HaSeder versus the rest of the year? All 365 days a year. L'man tiskor es yom tzeischa mi'eretz Mitzrayim, kol yimei chayecha. Zocher es hayom hazeh. Every day l'man tiskor es yom tzeischa mi'eretz. It's almost the same words. L'man tiskor es yom tzeischa mi'eretz Mitzrayim, kol yimei chayecha. Zocher es hayom hazeh asher yitzasim Mitzrayim. This is what Reb Chaim pondered. And Reb Chaim said that if you go through the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, what emerges is that there are three nafkin minos lahalacha between the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim the whole year and the mitzvah of Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim B'Leil HaSeder. The first, said Reb Chaim, is that during the year, all you have to do is mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. You have to give it a haskara, a shout out. B'Leil Pesach, You have to do it derech sheila v'tshuva. Because below Pesach it says, V'hoye ki yishalcho bincho mocho v'emor. And as we saw in the Brice on Daf Kuf Tezayin Amad Aleph, bincho zlav dafko. But the point is that it has to be done derech she'ilah, there's a shoyo, and derech tshuva, there's a meshiv. That's something that's unique to the Leila Seder. That's not something that you have the whole year. The second afdimina Reb Chaim said is that the whole year, there's a mitzvah to mention it. On Leil HaSeder, you have to be maschul begnus, and you have to be Messiah v'shvach. Machloik is Rav and Shmuel, whether it means mitchilo hoya avisenu evdei avidazor, or whether it means avadim ayinu lepar b'mitzrayim. But that's unique to the Leil HaSeder. You don't have to be maschul begnus the whole year. The whole year we say Asher Itzesi, right? We mention the fact that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. But you don't have to tell the whole story. You don't have to find gum for non-fang. That's something that's unique to the Leil HaSeder. So that's another unique aspect, another unique sifkaton to the laws of Tzipa Yitzis Mitzrayim at the Leila Seder versus what you have the whole year. And the third thing said Reb Chaim is that what's unique about the Leila Seder is that it's not enough to talk about Yitzis Mitzrayim, but you have to say the Tamei HaMitzvahs. Rabbi Gamliel Hoya Oimer, Kol Shloyama Shloish Advarim Eilu B'Pesach Lo Yotzu Yudei Chai Vasoi. And what does it mean, Kol Shloyama? Like the Rashban said, Shloy Pirish Tamon. You have to explain Pesach, you have to explain why we eat matzah, and you have to explain why we eat more. That's unique to the Leil Pesach. That's not something you have the whole year. So it's true. You have a mitzvah of Schiris Yitzis Mitzrayim the whole year. Stating that when the Torah says Zochar Siyoyim Hazeh Sheyitzasim Mitzrayim, which is talking exclusively about the Leila Seder, what's being Neschadish said Rab Chaim Bereiv Chachmasai, three things. When you put it all together, three things. It feels like maybe more, but Rab Chaim really came Vehemidan Al Shloisha. Said there's three nafkuminas. Number one, it has to be Derech Sheila V'Tshuva. Number two, Maschal B'Gnus. And number three, Kol Shloyama Shloisha Dvar Malalo. You have to explain the reason for the Karban Pesach, you have to explain why we eat matzah, and you have to explain the reason why it is that we eat Mara. So a few ha'aras related to the unique mitzvah of Sipa Yetzias Mitzrayim that we have at the Leil HaSeder. The first ha'ara, Rabbi Kamenetsky showed me a Dover Nifla in Rav Yashaber Soloveitchik's Haggadah. It's the Haggadah Shal Pesach Siach HaGrid. We start Manishtana. Manishtana HaLayla HaZeh, we call HaLeilis. Now why do we say Manishtana? The Kana Ben Shoyal. It says in the Pasuk, V'hoya ki yishalcha bincha. And the Brisa says, bincha's lavdafka, but ideally the child is the one that's supposed to be asking, and the father is the one that's supposed to be answering. And Reb Chaim said that this is one of the three distinguishing factors of the mitzvah of Sipa Yitzis Mitzrayim at the Leila Seder versus the mitzvah of Schiris Yitzis Mitzrayim that we have every single night. But we start with the Shaila. Manishtana halayla azem mikol halaylas. But Rav Yashaber Soloveitchik asks, doesn't the words Manishtana feel a little wordy? Meaning, if the whole point is asking a question, so you should have asked the question, why do we eat matzah tonight? Lama anu matbilim shtei pamin. Lama, why is it that we're eating mesubin? Why do we eat kiyam tzliyesh? Manishtana halayla hazeh mikol halaylois. Shebechol, it's like answer shtekol taira. It's a whole arichas halashoy. Shebechol halaylois hazeh. Today, we do it like, very simple. Why are we doing this? How do you ask a question? Why is it that every single time I see you, you do it this way? Now, no one asks a question, Manishtana. It's a very dramatic way to present four simple questions, right? For a child that's simply observing a Seder and he's trying to figure out what's going on. So he says, Manishtana, it's a very, very wordy way of making a very simple point and of asking a very simple question. So Rav Yashaber, a very brisk shtel, what's this arichus haloshin? Manishtana halayla azam yikol halaylos. So he said a dover nifla. He said the Rambam, it's not shaykh, when he presents the mitzvah of Tzipa Yitzis Mitzrayim, he says, mitzvah saseh shal Torah, l'snaper benisim v'nefoy shanasal avisena b'mitzrayim b'leil chamisha asa benisim. Shenemar, zocher es hayoy mazeh sheyitzasim b'mitzrayim. And then the Rambam adds words, k'moy shenemar zocher es yoyim ha-shabbos. The Rambam says, you want to know what the mitzvah of remembering Yitzis Mitzrayim is? It's k'moy shenema zocher seyem ha-shabbos. Just like there's something called zocher seyem ha-shabbos, so too there's an inyan of zocher seyem ha-zeh sheyitzasim b'mitzrayim. What does the Rambam mean when he says k'moy shenema zocher seyem ha-shabbos? Kiddush. Zocher seyem ha-shabbos akadsha. We learned Arvi Psochem. It's the mitzvah of Kiddush. That's the makar that you're supposed to be mekadesh ha-shabbos. Said Rabbi Yashaber, the Rambam shita is that not only are you supposed to be mekadesh Shabbos b'chnisasai, But you're also supposed to be Mekadosh Shabbos B'Yitziyasa. Nehizachar Seyem HaShabbos HaKadosh is not only Mekar to Kiddush, it's also Mekar to Havdalah. It's the Rambam at the beginning of Perach Haftes and Hilchas Shabbos, and the Magen Mishnah is Medayik that the Rambam clearly held that just like Kiddush is Dayraisa, Havdalah is also Dayraisa. It's the same Pasuk. You're Mekadosh HaShabbos B'Chmisasai, and you're Mekadosh Shabbos B'Yitziyasa. And we spoke a lot about this in the earlier part of the Perek. But listen to the Rambam's Lashon and Sefer HaMitzvahs. This we didn't mention. So this is in the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs, where the Rambam talks about the mitzvah of Kiddush. It's mitzvah Kuf Nun He. HaMitzvah HaKuf Nun He. 155. He shet zivonu likadosh es HaShabbos. V'loimar dvarin b'knisasayu b'yitziyasa. Nisker bam goydel hayoyim hazeh. We have to acknowledge what a special day this is. Umalosai, the milas of this day. Vehevdeloi mishar hayomim akoidme mimenu vabo machro. And we have to acknowledge that this day is different than the days prior to it and then the days after it. Vehevdeloi. The Rambam invokes the word Havdalah. But the Rambam's not just talking about Havdalah. The Rambam's talking about Kiddush and Havdalah. He shed zivonu likadosh es haShabbos v'loy madvarim b'knisasayu b'yitziyasayu. Both b'knisasayu is kiddush, b'yitziyasayu is avdolah. Niskvam goydol yem hazam alosah v'hevdele mishar hayomim akoyd mimimenu v'abam macharov. Kiddush is also avdolah. Because what's avdolah? We spoke about avdolah. It's being mavdol between this day and all the other days. Just like we're mavdol at the end of Shabbos, we're mavdol at the beginning of Shabbos. This is a dover chadosh. Kiddush be'etzim is doing what Avdol is no different. The Rambam held it's one mitzvah. You mekadosh hayoyim b'knisasa b'yitziyasa. What does it mean you mekadosh hayoyim? You mentioned the milas of the day and you mentioned hevdeloi. You mentioned that this day is different than all the other days. And just like when you make Havdalah, quote unquote, you're being mavdol ben kodesh l'chol. When you make Kiddush, you're also being mavdol ben kodesh l'chol. When you make Havdalah, you're being mavdol between kodesh and the ayomim habon acharov. And when you make Kiddush, you're being mavdol ben kodesh uben hayomim hakoydmin mimenu. That's l'shoyne yazov shal haRambam. So it comes out that what is Kiddush? Kiddush is havdolah. You're being mavdol between Shabbos and all the other days. So if the Rambam says that what's the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Zochar es hayoyim hazeh sheyetzasa mimitzrayim. K'moy shenemar zochar es hayoyim haShabbos. That means the Rambam's adding something. The Rambam wants something. There's a mashal and a nimshal. The mashal is Zohar Siyem HaShabbos. The nimshal is Zohar Siyem HaZeh She'itzasim Yimitzrayim. We're taking some knetch from Zohar Siyem HaShabbos. Vashteit in Zohar Siyem HaShabbos. You know what Vashteit is? That this Shabbos is different than all the other days. That's what it means, Zohar. Zohar means Havdalah. We have to mention that this day is different. And it's different than all the other days. It's different than the days before. It's different than the days after. That's what we need to do every Leil Pesach. We need to acknowledge that today is different. You know when we do that? We say Manishtana. Manishtana halayla hazeh mikol halaylois. Shebichol halaylois onu oichlin. Bein chometzu matzah. Halayla hazeh matzah. You know what we're doing? We're making Havdalah. That's what we're doing. We're being mavdol, tezvav nisan, to all the other days of the year. That's what we're doing. Just like when we make Kiddush and we make Havdalah, we're being mavdol between the Yom HaShabbos and the rest of the year. So too, when we say the Manishtana, we're being mavdol. And he's mairich, that this is all the Rambam l'shitasoi, that Manishtana is a chiluk of the Haggadah. It's not punk the question that the Chana ben Shoyl, but it's part of the nusach of the Haggadah, because it's mi'ikur chayvasim for Yetzias Mitzrayim, that we need a Havdalah. And that's what the Rambam meant when he said, Zocher es Yom HaShabbos. So if Yashbel learned up a Rambam, Zocher es Yom HaShabbos, Mitzrayim, and Agaburchi, what we have is a profound understanding in the Arichas HaLoshen of Manishtana Laila. It's not just a question. Of course, it's a kiyum of Vahoya Ki Yishalcha Bincha Malcha Leimer. But what we're doing is something else. We're being Oysen Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. Number one, Vahoya Ki Yishalcha Bincha Leimer. Why do we eat matzah tonight? But V'oy, in addition to that, we're accomplishing another thing. We're accomplishing the Havdalah. And where's the Havdalah? We acknowledge, by contrast, Imoli Hoya Choshech Lehoya Ar. That's what Havdalah is. You look at Choshech, you look at Ar, and now you see the Havdalah of the Ar. So B'chol HaLeilah says, that is the way you do Havdalah. That is what the Chefetz of Havdalah is. So we have a profound understanding of Havdalah. We have a profound understanding of Kiddush. We have a profound understanding of Manishtana. That's the first Ha'ara. The second Ha'ara is that the Mishnah said, Maschol b'gnus. We'll move along. We'll go to the third. U'mesayim b'shvach. So when you say the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, you have to start b'gnus, and you have to be Messiah in b'shvach. So what's Maschol b'gnus? So the Gemara said, Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav Amar Rav said, Metchilo Ivdei Avodah Zarah Hayu Aviseinu. Shmuel Amar Shmuel said, Avodim Ayunu LePare BeMitzrayim. So according to Rav, the Maskeb Gnos says, we acknowledge that the Jewish people started with Avram Avinu, but Avram Avinu's father was an Ovid Avodah Zarah. In fact, the Rambam says that Avram Avinu himself, who grew up in his father's house, went in his father's ways, and he didn't acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu until he was 40 years old. The Ravid says, it's a Gemara that says he was 3. Chazal have a medrash that he was 48. It coincided with the Dar HaFlaga. It was Zeh L'um HaZeh, when the world was going crazy with the Dar HaFlaga. So L'um HaZeh, there was a Koyach HaKdusha, and Avram Avinu tapped into that Koyach HaKdusha, and he became Avram Avinu. Whether it was 3, whether it was 40, whether it was 48, the point is that Terach Avi Avram, for sure, was an Oved Avodah Zarah. And that's the humble beginnings of the Jewish people. So according to Rav, where do we start the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Metchila Oved Avodah Zarah Hoy Aviseinu. Shmuel says, no. Why are you starting so far back? The Maschel B'Gnus means Avodah Mayunu L'Parei B'Mitzrayim. That's a Gnus. Yidden were in concentration camps. That's a Gnus. That's also a very humble beginning. So according to Rav, we start from Terach. And according to Shmuel, we start from Avodah Mayunu L'Parei B'Mitzrayim. So maybe just to say a little bit of a hesber as to Ulai, what the machloikis between Rav and Shmuel is. Poshet, the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim is a story of a nation that were slaves and they were freed with Nisim and Aflois, and they became a chosen nation. They received the chosen land and the rest is history. That's the Poshet short version of the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But the truth is, it's a lot deeper than that. And even before you get to Pnimiyas HaTorah, it's a lot deeper than that. The Ramban wrote a classic short introduction to Sefer Shmos. And in his introduction to Sefer Shmos, the Ramban says that I want to give a name to Sefer Shmos. Sefer Shmos is called Sefer HaGolos VaHaGaula, because that's really the theme of Sefer Shmos. Sefer Shmos begins with Vayokam el chadosh, ashlo yodas Yosef, hovan ischak maloi. And it begins with the galus of the Yidden. And then you have Vo'era, Boy, Beshalach, the Yidden leave, Mitzrayim, Yisroi, the Makabal Torah. So says the Ramban that really, if you wanted to give a title, you wanted a name, Sefer Shmos, it's Sefer HaGolos VaHaGeula Mimenu. Because Sefer Shmos essentially talks about the galus of the Yidden and the Geula of the Yidden. I'm afraid the Ramban that if that's the case, I have a problem. Why? Because really the last 5 parshias of Sefer Shmos have nothing to do with the Golas and the Gula. Truma, Tetzava, Kisisa, Vayakub, Bekudei, all about the Mishkan. So if the name of this Sefer is Golas and Gula, so then you would think the whole Sefer talks about Golas and Gula. Golas and Gula would be a good name for the first half of Sefer Shmos. But what about the Sefer? What about part 2? What about the part that comes in the second half? That has nothing to do with Golas and Gula. That's all about the Mishkan. It's nice, but has no shaykhis to Golas and Geula. So, Freik the Ramban, how does it stem with my thesis? I hold that Shmos is Sefer HaGolos VaGeula Mimenu. That would explain the first half of Sefer Shmos. How would that explain the second half of Shmos? Says the Ramban, that in order to understand this, you have to understand what Golos really is. He says, the Jewish people started with Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu. And Avram Avinu was on a gewaldige Madrega. Avram Avinu was one of the Avis, Ha'avis, Hein HaMerkava, says the Ramban. And they were on a very, very high Madrega. And then the Yidden went to Mitzrayim. And when they were in Mitzrayim, they went into physical bondage. But not just that, they went into spiritual bondage as well. They started slipping. And they started losing their Madregas. Says the Ramban, Hashem had promised Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov that one day the Yidden would return. Meaning, Yodoya Teda Kigei Yirz Arachav Eretz Loi Lehem V'Avodim V'Inu Oysam Arba Me'eshana. And included in that was that they were going to slip spiritually. But V'Achri Ken Yetzu B'Chush Gadol. And the V'Achri Ken Yetzu B'Chush Gadol meant that they were going to return both physically B'Chush Gadol, but they were going to return spiritually B'Chush Gadol. They were going to go back, Avram, to the Madrega of the Avos. They were going to go back to the Madrega where they're like the Merkava, where they're Royal Ashrois Hashchina. So says the Ramban, when did that happen? When did the Yidden go back spiritually to the Madrega of the Avos? V'nei HaGolos, einenu nishlam ad yom shuvan al mekoimon, v'al mailos avoysam yeshuvu. So that Golos, the Golos of not being spiritually where they needed to be, that wasn't completed until they returned to the Milo of the Zedus. So when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, even though they left the Beis Avodim, but Adayin Yechashvu Goyvim, says the Ramban, they're still considered in exile. Why? Ki hoyu be'eretz loy lahem. Because they were in a eretz that was loy lahem. Nevuchim ba'midbar. Spiritually, they were be'eretz loy lahem. Ukshabol Har Sinai, when the Yidden came to Har Sinai, va'asu ha'mishkan, they made a mishkan. V'shav HaKadosh Baruch Hu behishra shchinasei b'neihem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu returned and he was mashra shchinasei. Oz shavu ha'mailos avoysam. That's where they went back to mailos avoysam. Shehoye soida loika alo aleihem ve'heim heim avrchava ve'oz nechshavu ge'ulam. And that's when they were called ge'ulam. Says the Ramban, v'lochein nishlam ha'sefer hazeh ba'ashlima inyan ha'mishkan u'b'yoyz kvayid Hashem mali yoyz etamen. That's why the Sefer Shmos ends with the story of the Mishkan, because the Mishkan's part of the Geula. Because the Geula, on a physical level, yeah, that ends as soon as Vayibish Alech Pari Yisra'am, and at that point, it's all over. But you want to know when the Madrigas came back to the Yidden? That didn't happen until they received the Torah, and that didn't happen until they had the Mishkan. So says the Ramban, the being that the real Geula was when the Yidden returned to Milas Avoysam. When did they return to Milas Avoysam? That all happened when they had the Mishkan. Oh, that's when the Geula was Nishlam. That's why in the Sefer that talks about the Golus of the Yidden and the Geula of the Yidden, we have all the parashiyas that talk about the Mishkan. I was thinking, I think the Ramban is poshut. I think it has to be like the Ramban. Why? Because we drink four cups of wine at the Leila Seder. We ask four questions. We have the Arba Abonim. And it's really connected to Dal Lashon Shel Geula. That means Geulas Mitzrayim happened in four Lashonos. In four different elements. Voitzeisi v'itzalti v'go'alti v'lokachti. Voitzeisi v'itzalti v'go'alti means Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. What does v'lokachti mean? The Pasuk says v'lokachti eschem lila'am. We became a nation. All the Rishonim say that v'lokachti eschem lila'am is referring to Har Sinai. Look in the Rishonim in the beginning of Parashas Vayera. Every Rishon says it. V'lokachti eschem lila'am is Maimon Har Sinai. What does Maimon Har Sinai have to do with Geulas Mitzrayim? At that point, the Egyptians had drowned in the Yam already. It was all over. If the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim is a story about a nation that was slaves and they were freed from slavery, why is V'lokachti Eschem Lila'am part of the Geula? It may be bigger than the Geula. It might be the punchline. It might be a better story. It might be the reason why there was a Geula. Tachas, Asher, Tavdunot, Tzolikim, Tachas, Ahor, Azeh. That's all wonderful. But at the end of the day, why is that a lashon of Geula? What does it have to do with Geula? Lefidah Ramban, it's beautiful. Because Lefidah Ramban, the Geula was, the Geula didn't happen until they returned to Milas Avoysam. And the Lokachti Eschem Lila'am was a critical part of returning to Milas Avoysam. In fact, the Ramban says that the whole Mishkan was just to make a permanent Hashroi Sashchina of what was temporarily at Har Sinai. For another day. But the point is, it's clear that the Geula wasn't simply taking the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. Because otherwise, what does it mean, V'lokachti Eschem Lila'am? V'lokachti Eschem Lila'am is referring to the fact that Hashem gave us the Torah. Clearly, that's part of the Geula. Must be the Geula includes in it the fact that we return the Milas Avoysam. But here's the bottom line. The bottom line is that the Pashut understanding of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is that we were slaves and Hashem took us out of slavery. But when you understand it on a little bit of a deeper level, we realize that the idea of Geulas Mitzrayim was for us to return to the Madrega of the Avos HaKadosh. That was what it was all about. And that didn't happen as soon as we left Mitzrayim. That didn't happen until V'lokachti, that's the fourth of the Lashonos of Geula, which is Maimon Har Sinai. And then it was solidified when the Yidden had the Mishkan, because that's when the Yidden got the Shechina, just like the Avos had the Shechina. But the point is, there were two elements. There's the simple element, we were slaves and we were freed from our slavery. And then there's the deeper understanding that we slipped spiritually and we returned with the help of Hashem. We were able to come back to the Madrega that we were at. This is the Vart that we always speak out from Rav Tzadik HaKohen, who said, why do we have to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim every single day? Because every single day we have to remember that we were a nation that spiritually was completely lost And Hashem took us out. And that's something we need to remind ourselves every day, because we have to remember that it doesn't matter what matzav a yid finds himself in. He could be in his proverbial shar memtes, but every single day he has to remember that Hashem will take him out. As long as he wants to, he can come out. And during certain times, like Chodesh Nisan, there's a specialist iris from Shemayin, Kippuz, Diluk. But the point is that's something we remember, because that's part of the story. So there's the more pashup shot, and then there's understanding it on a slightly deeper level. The way the Ramban talks about it, it is pirish al ha-Torah. So lefize yesh loymar. If you're going to tell the story of Mitzrayim, and you're going to start from the beginning. So what's the beginning? It depends on what the ending is, right? Depending on where the story ends, that will determine where the story begins. If the ending of Yetzias Mitzrayim is, we left slavery, so where do you begin that story? That's the story. We were slaves and we were free. Gevaldik. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. You have to be maschol b'gnos. So where would you be maschol? Oh, you want to tell the story with the ganz guy? So how would you do that? Avodim ayinu l'barim b'Mitzrayim. That's the beginning of the story. We were slaves and we were free. But if the punchline of Yetzias Mitzrayim is that we were taken as a nation and we were elevated to such a point where we were able to stand and achas dibra l'kim shtayim zu shamati, hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu talked to us, where we had nevuah, where the Rambam says that all the amunah that Klal Yisrael has, v'gam b'cha yaminu l'oyim, was solidified at our Sinai, because v'lakachti eschem li lo'am, v'yisam li segula mikol ha'am. If that's the punchline, if that's the ending of the story, and you want to start that story from the beginning, fine, gone, phenom, fine. So where are you going to start that story from? Avodah Mayinu? I hear, yeah, I hear. It's definitely a legitimate starting point, but it's better to even go back further. Start that story from the very beginning. You know, we were Oivdei Avodah Zarah. Hashem took Avram Avinu, who was the son of an Oivdei Avodah Zarah. He came from zero yichus. And he himself was makir as boyroi, and look what he created, and look at what Hashem did. That's where it begins, and you know where it ends. We're standing at the foot of Har Sinai. We say Nasav and Ishma, and we're zoicha to all the giluyim in the world. So it really depends on where the story ends. That will determine where it starts. Shmuel held that when we say Tzias Mitzrayim, you digadut levin chabiyem ahulemer, we were slaves and we were free. Oh, we were slaves and we were free. So where do you start? Avodah Menyinu, Lubayim and Mitzrayim. We were slaves. If the ending is we were free, so the beginning is Avodah Menyinu. Rav said, no, you know what the digadut levin chay is. You have to tell them velokachti eschem lilam. You have to tell them truma tetzav kisi sivayakel pekude. That's all part of the chiyuv of sipa Tzias Mitzrayim. Oh, that's the story. That's where it ends. So where does it begin? Oh, you can go way back. You want to bring out emphasis. You want to really tell this story. You want to introduce it properly. Oh, that's going to bring it out with a different kinage. Maybe that's the tut stodim, whether you should start from Avodah Ayinu L'Parah B'Mitzrayim, or you should start from Mitchilo Ovdei Avodah Zarah Hoya Aviseinu. But just to end with one ha'ara, with one hergish, and that is, what's this idea of being maschol b'gnos? You start, you tell the story, you're maschol b'gnos. But I think the pshat is very, very poshut. The Mishnah said that when you're Mesaper B'Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Dorish may Arami Oivadovi at Sheyigmar Kola Parsha Kulo. What does it say, Arami Oivadovi? That's in the Parsha of Bikurim. It's in Parsha's Kisavai, right? The Torah says that there's a mitzvah of Bikurim. Reishas, the Lokachta mi Reishas called Priyo Adoma, Ashatovi mi Arzacha, and the Samta Baten, you put it in your basket, Valachta Lamokam Ashiyufcha Hashem Lokach Lashach Nishmoy Shom. So you take from your best fruits, the Shivas Aminim, Perish and Ashtabchem and Ma'aretz, and you go up to Eretz Yisrael, you go to the Koyin, Valmarta Elovi Gadati Ayyim Lashem Lokach, Ki Basi Ala Oretz, Hashem Nishba Hashem Lavi Seinu, Lasso Islano. Okay, then what? Lokach Hashem Yodech. The Koyin took the basket of fruit, Vinichel of Name Mizbach Hashem Lokach, he put it in front of the Mizbech, Vonisso Vyamarto. And then the Yid that brought the Bikurim started to talk. And he said as follows, Arami Oivedavi. He said, Arami, referring to Lavan, was Oivedavi. He tried killing my Zayde Yaakov. Vayered Mitzrayim. Eventually, Yaakov ended up in Mitzrayim. Vayogar Sham Bim Sey Ma'at. Vayhi Sham Begoy Godel Otzim Vera. Vayoredo Oysonu Am Mitzrim. Vaye Anunu. Vayitno Aleinu Avedakosh. Vanitzach Al Hashem Lekeh Avisen. Vayishma Hashem Etzkalein. Vayarsan Yenu Vasamalein Vaslachatzein. Vayitzienu Hashem Yimitzrayim Biyot Chazok Avzorim Natu. Vimoyer Godel Vayosus Vimoysim. Vayvienu Al Amokim Azev. Iten Lano Sarets Azois Eretz Zavas Chalbatosh. You tell a very long-winded story. You go and you say, Arami, I had a Zayda Yaakov. You're like, okay, we're going to be here for a while. Who had a Shver whose name was Lavan? Who tried killing him and destroying him and oyvei, whatever exactly that means. And he ended up in Mitzrayim, and in Mitzrayim we were tortured and it was terrible. And vanitzak al Hashem lekev yisenu, that we dive into Hashem and Hashem listened to our tefillos. Vayeres on yenevas amaleinevas lachatzenu, and then Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Va'ato, here's the punchline. Finally, here's the punch. Yinei hevesias reishis pri adam Hashem nasatli Hashem. And in Eretz Yisrael I had a field and I worked the field and now I have a pomegranate and I'm coming to you, Kayin. And do hustam on pomegranate. This is a tremendous, tremendous arichos. Parenthetically, just to digress for 1 second, these psukim sound very familiar, right? Because these are the psukim that we say at the Leila Seder. What's the makar? All these psukim that we say at the this is what we say at the Leila Seder. Why do we say at the Leila Seder? Because that's what the Mishnah says. This is what you're supposed to do. If you look at the Rambam's Lashon, not for now. Perek Zayin, Halacha Dal, Hilchos Chametz Tzumatzah, when the Rambam brings the Halacha of Kolam, Marba L'Saper, V'Kolam Moisef U'Marich, Bidraj Parsha Zu, Hareza Meshubach. He's referring to Rami Yavid Avi. V'Kolam Moisef U'Marich, Bidraj Parsha Zu, Hareza Meshubach. Unbelievable. There's something special about this Parsha. There's something special about this parasha. If you want the shortest version in the world of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, just read this parasha, Parashas Kisavai. That's the shortest version in the world. This is it right here. I saw somewhere, I don't remember where, but in one of the Sfarim, they said, there's so many reasons that are given why the Yidden left Mitzrayim. But look in Parashas Kisavai. This is the drasha that we say in the Agada. Vayarei sonu ha-mitzrim, vayanunu vayitnu aleinu avoydakasha, vanitzak el Hashem olekei aviseinu vayishma Hashem eskerlein. We daven and Hashem listened to our tefillas. That's the short version. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of different pshatlach and pshatim. But this is the short version. Vaynitzach el Hashem alekei aviseinu, vayishma Hashem eskaleinu. So Meir Simcha said in Ar Sameach, how did Chazal know this is the parasha? I don't know, maybe it's parasha's boy, parasha's re'eh. How did Chazal know it's this parasha? So Meir Simcha said, classic. He said because the matzah is called lechem oini. Lechem she'oinen olav dvarim harve. So where do you find this lashon of oinen? He says you find it in one place. V'onisa v'omarta lefnei Hashem olaykecha rami oivadavi. So Rameh Simcha said, lechem sh'oinin. It doesn't say miloshin hagadah. Miloshin oinin, it's this parasha. Rameh Simcha nor sameach. And this Rambam, Perek Zayin, halach and al. But either way, when we go and we bring our bikurim, and we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the bikurim that he gave us, we don't just say, Eibish tishkoyach, you gave me bikurim. Thank you very much, I really appreciate it. Hopefully we can do business together next year. It's not what you say. You start from the beginning. You say, Arami Oyvedavi. You go all the way to the beginning. So I saw Rabbi Shmuel Yankiv in the Zois Liakiv in Parashas Kisavo. He says that you see from here a Hergish Niflo. That's what he says. You see from here a Hergish Niflo. That when a Yid is Makr Toiv, when you're Makr Toiv, it's not enough to be Makr Toiv for the punchline. A person, when he thanks Hashem for his life or for any atava, whatever it is he has going on in his life at that moment, and he stops for a second and he wants to be mizboinen and he wants to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something. See, you don't just say, thank you for this simcha, thank you for this hatava, thank you for this whatever exactly it was. You have to understand the context and you have to look back in life and ask yourself, how many things could have gone wrong? How many things could have played out differently in life which would have made me today not be in the place that I am right now. He said, it's all Michoivas HaKar Satoiv. He says, Rashi says, V'yamarta Elov, higadati ayon l'Hashem alikecho. Zok Rashi, V'yamarta Elov, what do you tell the Kohen? She'en chakofi toiv. That you're not a kofi, that's where you start. I'm not a kofi toiv. Now I know I'm not a kofi toiv, because listen to what I'm about to tell you. Said Rav Shmuel Yankiv, V'yistoiz. If you wouldn't start from Arami Yoivadovi, folke felt in the en chakofi toiv. Encha kofi toiv means you don't just appreciate the bottom line. It means you appreciate every single thing that got you to the bottom line. You appreciate every twist and turn. And you understand how so many things could have played out differently. And as a result, you wouldn't have been where you are right now. Encha kofi toiv, said Rabbi Shmuel Yankiv, is mechayiv, not just to meditate on the punchline, but to realize how many things had to go right in your life in order to get you to where you are right now. And you have to go back to Aram Yoved Avi, and you have to go back to the fact that we were Mitzrayim, and it could have all ended in Mitzrayim, but no. Hashem, you answered our tefillos. What would have been had you not answered the tefillos, Eibishter? I wouldn't have been here today. That means I have to be makir toiv for that as well. And he says, this is a limud in Akaras HaToiv. That Akaras HaToiv is not just being makir toiv for this second and for the punchline. Akaras HaToiv is going back to the beginning. It's maschol begnusu mesayim b'shvach. That's what we do at the Leila Seder. We're not just makir toiv and tell Hashem, wow, you took us out. No, we deher who we were. We came from Oivde Avoid the Zara. The statistical chances of the Yidden going from Terech Avi Avram to be standing at the foot of our Sinai, V'lokachti Eschem Lila'am. So much had to play out in life. So many things had to go right that really could have gone wrong. And that's all part of the Encha Kafui Toiv. That's part of the Encha Kafui Toiv. It's what we do in the short version of Sipa Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is Mikra Bikurim. We start from Aram Yoyved Avi. It's what we do in the longer version when we're Mesapi Yetzias Mitzrayim at the Leila Seder. Perhaps that's the Oimek in Maschol Begnosu Mesayim B'Shvach. It's all part of the Kofi, the Akaras HaToiv, the Shvach Voidah. We start from the beginning to say that we appreciate not just the bottom line, but all the HaTovah that happened along the way to get us to where we are today.